The Omicron COVID variant is spreading across the world, and with it, fear of a major step back in the pandemic. More than a dozen people now have it in the Netherlands, 8 in France, 3 in the UK, and at least 3 in Australia. Yet it's still unknown how dangerous the variant, first discovered in South Africa, really is. Max Toll has more.
We are now in a race against time.
Dozens of countries are urgently changing their travel restrictions and banning people from southern Africa. And more countries could be added to Australia's list, says Health Minister Greg Hunt.
Pretty simple. If further actions are required, further actions will be taken.
And it could go beyond that. Wednesday in Australia, for instance, is meant to herald the return of skilled migrants and international students. But the government is re-evaluating.
It could be more transmissible, but we also know that it's proving to be less severe.
Scientists around the world are trying to figure out just how transmissible and dangerous Omicron is. Medical experts in the US have told the president he'll have to wait 2 to 3 weeks for a report on just how deadly it might be. But like Scott Morrison, Dr. Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health is trying to allay fears.
There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyways. We do think it's more contagious when you look at how rapidly it spread through multiple districts in South Africa.
The message in New Zealand is that it's too soon to panic. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern believes we are well equipped should Omicron make it to our shores.
Quite early days, all travellers that come in are coming into our facilities, and if they test positive, we sequence that. We'll know whether or not they're positive for this particular variant. Then we're confident at this stage that the settings are where they need to be.
As for South Africa, where the variant was first discovered, its president has hit out at countries banning South Africans, Cyril Ramaphosa calling it Afrophobia. Yet, having seen up close just how quickly Omicron spreads, he's not very optimistic.
If cases continue to climb, we can expect to enter a fourth wave of infections within the next few weeks, if not sooner. This should not come as a surprise. Epidemiologists and disease modelers have told us that we should expect a fourth wave in early December.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says world leaders are urgently speaking with vaccine producers to see whether they need to return to the labs.
We know not all about this variant, but it is a variant of concern. And the scientists and manufacturer need 2 to 3 weeks to have a full picture about the quality of the mutations of this Omicron variant.
An urgent virtual meeting of G7 health ministers to discuss Omicron will take place tonight.